about the news, I'm Wen Jie. China's Ministry of Commerce says it will continue to boost reforms of the services trade this year. Spokesperson Gao Feng says the ministry will continue to explore the opening up of the services trade and work on a national negative list for cross-border trade in services. The ministry will select areas to be built into national demonstration zones for the innovative development of the services trade. China will further develop the digital trade and build related demonstration zones in a bid to promote technological and institutional innovation. In 2021, China's services trade grew 16% year-on-year to nearly 5.3 trillion yuan, or about $830 billion. It's been confirmed that China and the United States will hold a series of activities to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the visit to China by former U.S. President Richard Nixon. The trip in 1972 paved the way for the normalization of relations between the two sides. The visit included the signing of the Shanghai Communique, which established the principles to be followed in bilateral relations development, especially the One China principle. China has clinched the silver medal in freestyle skiing mixed team aerials at the Beijing Winter Olympics. The United States won the gold, while Canada captured the bronze. China played its first ever men's ice hockey game in the Winter Olympics, where it lost 8-0 to the United States on Thursday. China offered waves of offense before American forward Brandon Brisson scored the first goal at about 10 minutes and a half into the game. The U.S., fourth in world rankings, dominated the remaining time of the game and scored 7 more goals. Other action saw Finland beat Slovakia, Sweden edge past Latvia, and Canada defeat Germany. Official figures show U.S. consumer prices in January continue to rise at the fastest annual pace in almost 40 years, raising the prospect of a tighter monetary policy by the Federal Reserve. The consumer price index last month rose 0.6% from the previous month and 7.5% from a year earlier, the largest 12-month increase since June 1982. The latest data marked a new high after the CPI in December rose 0.5% from the previous month and 7.0% from a year earlier. Also on Thursday, the U.S. Labor Department reported that initial jobless claims fell by 16,000 to reach 223,000 last week, dropping for the third week in a row after hitting a three-month high amid the Omicron surge. The Ottawa Police Service says police have arrested 25 people and issued 1,775 tickets to put an end to the demonstrations in the downtown areas. It says police have responded to nearly 1,000 calls for service in relation to the demonstrations since they began and continue to prevent people from supplying fuel and other material supports to demonstrators. It says there are currently 126 active criminal offense investigations in connection to the demonstrations. The protest began on January 29th as a rally of truckers against the requirement that Canadian truck drivers crossing the border into the United States be fully vaccinated as of mid-January. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced his country's goal of achieving carbon-free energy by 2050. Starting with using more renewable and nuclear energy. Macron outlined measures including the construction of solar parks, underwater wind farms, and 6 European pressurized nuclear reactors. He says an additional 8 nuclear reactors should be operational by 2035. He says France needs to stop depending on foreign fossil energy imports and pushes energy industries forward. NASA has raised concerns about SpaceX's plan to deploy about 30,000 satellites for its Starlink network. The company has received authorization for 12,000 satellites to offer broadband internet. It has requested authorization for a second-generation constellation of 30,000 satellites. NASA says it is concerned with a possibly significant increase in collisions with other objects. That's the news. I'm Wen Jie.